Hello, Pisces, and welcome to your Vision Quest rune reading. And this is the 24th reading I've done for this series, 12 astrology readings completed, 11 rune readings completed, 12 written astrology readings. It's actually the 36th reading that I have done since November. And I'm very excited to be at the end of this particular journey. We'll see where we go from here. Quick astrology afterthought regarding Mars retrograde, which I haven't mentioned in the astrology bit, but I alluded to the theme of Mars retrograde when I talked about the thing about ethics being the missing piece in leadership today. We see this so much. We see it in the $100 million salaries while people are paid a dollar an hour to do things, or 10 cents an hour, 10 cents a day. We see it lots of different ways. We see it in the obsession with warfare. We see it in the propensity of corporate and government leaders just simply open their mouths and lie like there's no big deal. This has conditioned us to expect lying and bullying to be the normal way of the world. And what I've been suggesting in the Pisces reading is that much of the leadership that I am talking about here is leadership in ethics and in values. And one of the ways we see that your sign is informed by ethics is the presence of Sagittarius on the 10th house. This is sort of like saying that your boss is a Jewish carpenter. The implication of Sagittarius is that you have to answer to the highest authority, again, to borrow from Oscar Mayer Wiener's the kosher frankfurters. You have to produce halal and kosher and follow a certain kind of cosmic law to be the leader that you are. And one of the ways that we see this being emphasized and demonstrated is the retrograde of Mars, which begins in Sagittarius in April and then retrogrades back into Scorpio, stays in Scorpio for quite a while. And Scorpio is your ninth house. Scorpio is one of the signs you might consider to be associated with power, and that the ninth is one of the signs, the houses you would consider to be associated with doing the right thing, with a sense of ethics and an honest vision. And you have kind of imposed onto your cosmic script a combination of ethics and power, which is to say that for you there is really no dividing ethics and power unless you choose to be a wholly corrupt individual, which is possible. They exist under every shape and sign. But I think that that's unlikely. And in any event, what you have this year is a kind of a inquiry, kind of a periodic audit going on of your ethics and your motives. So Mars, pretty soon, on March 5th, I believe, with the sun in your sign, moves into the 10th house. And this is a strong assertion of leadership. It's about taking charge of something. And there may be some breakthroughs and some achievements. Mars then turns retrograde and backtracks its way. And that retrograde is what you might think of as a review period. And what Mars basically does when it goes retrograde is it crosses back over your solar midheaven and it backtracks into Scorpio. And there is a review of your concepts of power, your use of power, and the way in which you use the particular psychological gift that you have. Now, this is a point where a lot of darkness can seep in to the story, in that having psychological insight is one of the easiest ways to dominate or to manipulate people. And so there's a review here of making sure that your leadership style is direct, and making sure that you are using your, let's say, emotional dynamics with others to be fair. And this is a question that will, last much of the year. I don't see that there is a cause for actual concern, but I would say that given the amount of you know, sheer power running through your chart, that you can never be too conscious or too cautious about whether you are doing the right thing in the right way, and whether you are actually in accord with your own deepest, let's say, spiritual or religious values. So that's a bit of an astrology afterthought. This Mars retrograde is going to be exciting. It makes many aspects to many things. I would say that many of the adventures and challenges of this Mars retrograde are also told in the story of your other planets. It's just likely to enhance some of the themes. And, you know, one of those themes is being an honest person, but also a clever person when dealing with authority, when dealing with the world, and basically not letting anyone get over on you and doing that without trampling them in any way. Okay, let's consider your rune spread. The artifact that I've chosen, I think by far the largest artifact I've used, though the base is pretty large, but this whole thing got in. It's about 2 feet tall, and it is a piece of redwood root that was pulled out of the Pacific Ocean in Northern California, near where the redwoods were routinely harvested. And what the loggers did not know is that the redwoods would just simply grow back. And instead of leaving the root systems in the ground, they ripped the root systems out of the ground and threw them in the ocean, where they basically soaked and fermented in the Pacific for a century. And an artist I know by the name of James Dowd has spent much of his adult life driving back and forth across the United States. Maybe he's made 50 or 60 trips with a flatbed 18-wheeler rig that he would rent, and pull these redwood roots out of the ocean and load them onto the truck, truck them back across the country, and collect them here in the Hudson Valley. I've provided for you a photo of a little bit of what they look like. You get a sample. That's the picture of the redwood with the elf carved in it, with the root system next to it, is fairly typical of that. Although that particular piece was sold, there's about maybe 50 of those redwood root systems, with the bottom of the roots pointing up and the trunk of the tree pointing down toward the earth, on about a 1 acre piece of land along Clove Valley Road in High Falls, and anyone can go there and look at them pretty much any time you want. If you do, please stop and visit my friend Karen and say hello. Okay, so Jim, I commissioned a piece. I said, I have this much money. Can you make me something? And a couple of years later, he delivered the piece of art that you see. Now, what is so interesting about this is that these roots have had their home on what I call the grandmother land. This is a piece of ancestral land that is in my life, of which I'm one of its caretakers, one of its, let's say, Dharma heirs. And the theme of the ancestral inheritance is crucial in your charts and your runes this year. Now, there are ways this will show up in your chart, but one of them is the pruning back factor. One of them is the factor of being clear what you don't want so that you make room for what you do want, and then you emphasize what you do want, but you have to know where to remove other factors. Okay, so the redwood sculpture symbolizes the ancestral inheritance that you have coming. Now, this can be a spiritual inheritance, it can be a monetary inheritance, it can be a stepping into your true role in the world. There's a lot of ways to think of this inheritance, but really it is about tapping into your ancestral spiritual power to create the life that you want to live for your community. So it's about you, but like everything else in your chart right now, it extends into your community. And so there's something about the tribe, there's something about the family, there's something about the family lineage, and at the very least, you are one of the inheritors of your family lineage. And so one of the things I suggest you do is to pay attention to your relationships to and your opinions of your ancestors. And note the ancestors who had abundance, note the ancestors who lived in scarcity, note the ancestors who gave to you, the ones who took from you, the ones who were more or less controversial about certain things. Make room to hold space for these ancestors and to basically know where you stand with all of them. And you can consider them to be ascended masters at this point, but the ones who obtained a degree of abundance and excess enough to support the tribe are the ones who are your teachers right now, the most important teachers. Now, the first two runes speak of dealing with powerful natural forces and encountering them with your full consciousness and your full mind. The task of leadership in your chart means leadership in a chaotic world where many negative things have been unleashed. And it is your responsibility to, let's say, aim your energy at them in a way that creates the smallest target and the least resistance and the most direct path to your goal through adversity, if there is adversity, and through the just general chaos of the world. You might say that this first rune represents a threshold between yourself and the divine, which is basically the story of these runes. And your job is to practice intention and to keep that gateway as clear as possible, doing the work that you need to do. The second rune represents some kind of shakeup or potentially disruptive natural force. And the key to this rune is to work with the energy in kind of like the way that a judo master works with the energy and to harness the energy to make the necessary changes, adjustments, adaptations, and inventions that you need to make. The next rune is the rune of self. That rune is called Manaz, and this is the first rune, and it is the rune that comes with the counsel, know thyself. And so the idea here is to let everything that happens in the outer world be a teacher about yourself, and to use all of the adventures and experiences of life as a way of continuing to cultivate inner knowledge that you then use to do the works that you do. The fourth rune is the rune of protection, and this indicates that you are coming into a higher level of consciousness where you understand the power that you have, the boundaries that you have, and your ability to, let's say, exist in a more natural state where you are tapping into natural sources of information and, deep earth-based knowledge. Now, this may be celestial knowledge, but the method of transmission, or rather receiving the information, is through, for example, the antlers of the elk, which serve as kind of antennas as well as space holders, or the wind blowing through the sedge grass, which serves as a kind of whispering of your intuition. So the key here is to remember that you will be told what you need to know and that your main role is to listen. Okay, finally, the last rune is called Othala or Othelia, and this is the one that is saying that it is best to know what you don't want so that you can make room for what you do want. Another source that I'm researching summarizes this rune as we inherit ourselves, and it is the rune of inheritance. It is the rune of inheritance of your own natural powers. It's the rune of coming into yourself, emergence of yourself in your full strength. This is always the result of having consciously and willingly undertaken a journey or odyssey of some kind, which you are well on the way to be doing. And it indicates that there is a reward for doing this. There's a reward for doing the work that you need to do on yourself. There's a reward for raising your consciousness. And the main reward is yourself. But in the mundane sense, there is a gift of an inheritance of some kind. This is also about a connection to the ancestral household and the ancestral land. And so as part of the returning to your power, you also return to your ancestral territory and reestablish your connection with the earth from which all wealth ultimately springs. This may not require a move, but it certainly requires a, let's say, a mission to embrace and make contact with the earth, with the ground, understanding what your ancestral grounds are. You certainly might want to take a trip to any place that you consider an ancestral sacred ground, wherever that might be in the world, the place that your ancestors have emigrated from, and put your feet on the ground and eat the food and drink the wine and breathe the air that your ancestors breathed and make contact with them, because they are in the process of delivering to you something that is ultimately your own and something that you have worked to get and something that is the, you might say, the authentic spiritual inheritance of the journey that you have been on for quite a long time. All right, I'm going to call it good. This has been an exciting and intense journey through all of this astrology, and I don't think I've ever done an annual reading that was this reflective and that took this much research. Bringing the runes into it has been especially exciting because I've cast the runes at the end of the process and could see kind of a formula offered in another language, and have done my best to take advantage of that and to use the runes to present you with a kind of a winning formula that you could sum things up with. I'm available if you want to contact me, efc@ericfrancis.com. Better not to email me on Tuesdays or Thursdays, as I am deep into production of Planet Waves on those days. Any other time is fine. I will reply quickly when I see your email. I want to thank you for being one of my astrology customers or clients, and thank you for supporting Planet Waves and for being part of the conscious evolutionary journey that is so necessary for us to be on at this time when there is so much trouble in the world and when there seem to be so many odds stacked against us. We need to stick together. We need to be strong. We need to keep learning and loving. And most of all, we need to keep taking action that is based in love. All right. On that exciting, happy, and heartfelt note, on behalf of myself, everyone at Planet Waves, and all my relations, I wish you the very best. Bye for now. Thank you.